I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World. China is trying to calm the situation on the Korean Peninsula. The Chinese said today their foreign minister has been in contact with top officials from the U.S. and North and South Korea. Also today, North Korea warned that this weekend's joint military exercises by the U.S. and South Korea are pushing the region to the brink of war. The latest uptick in tensions began 3 days ago. That's when North Korean artillery shells rained down on the small South Korean island of Yeonpyeong. Four people were killed. Reporter Jason Strother is on the island now. Jason, earlier today there were more explosions heard on Yeonpyeong, but they're coming from North Korea. Did these explosions make people pretty nervous?
Right, Katie. Well, something seemed out of the normal when military helicopters here on the island really began to scramble at about 3:30 in the afternoon local time. It was short after then that some colleagues and I heard a loud thud coming off from the distance. Now, North Korea is about several miles off the north coast of Yeonpyeong, and according to some better placed reporters who were on the scene, they were able to see puffs of smoke. One reported being able to see a flame. It was unclear where exactly these testings of ordnance were being carried out, but the South Korean Defense Ministry soon came out with a statement saying that these were tests conducted in North Korean territory. None of this artillery reached Yeonpyeong or South Korean waters. Of course, the residents who live on this island, and there's only about 30 left from about the 1,500 who called Yeonpyeong home until Tuesday. They're used to these sounds routinely. North Korea, as well as South Korea, conduct drills in this part of the Yellow Sea often. But I think considering that two civilians died on Tuesday, it makes the situation much more real for them.
I'm just curious, Jason. I mean, you're mentioning those who are still there. A lot of the civilians have left the island. Why are some staying?
Many of the people here either have they don't have anything to support themselves, or simply they're too old to make the two-hour ferry trip to Incheon, the closest port city to Yeonpyeong.
Have you seen a lot of damage to the buildings there on the island?
Once you make your way from the port into the more populated areas of town, it's very easy to spot destroyed homes from place to place. I walk through the wreckage of many homes just absolutely collapsed in on themselves. There's broken glass everywhere. It's very real, the damage that was caused here on Tuesday.
And what is the military presence, like the South Korean military presence there on the island? Is it pretty heavily fortified? Are the military folks that you're seeing, majority of them, are they just there temporarily now?
Well, there are people who are posted here for longer terms. The South Korean military now I've been told it is a military secret now exactly how many troops they have based on this island. And then that number has been increased from what the levels were prior to Tuesday's attack. But the South Korean Ministry of Defense has said that they are boosting the defensive capabilities on this island and also changing its policies on how to defend against any potential North Korean attacks.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. I mean, we're reading that South Korea has shifted its policy in the past. If there was an incident, if North Koreans have fired on South Korea, for instance, using artillery shells, South Korea could only respond using their own artillery. But now the South Korean government is saying that the military would be allowed to respond from here on out with greater force. How are people that you've talked to greeting that news?
Many South Koreans are worried that if another skirmish breaks out here in the Yellow Sea, it could escalate. If Seoul was to, let's say, send fighter jets to bomb batteries in the north, that could then result with the north shelling Seoul. And that's a situation that I think many South Koreans have woken up to after Tuesday's attack.
Reporter Jason Strother is on the small South Korean island of Yeonpyeong as tensions continue to grow with its neighbor, North Korea. Jason, thanks for your perspective.
Thank you, Katie.